Time now is 7:37, and it's time to play Quiz of the Bumblebee, and I have it on good authority that I got Mary on the line from T.O. How are you this morning, Mary?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Are you enjoying these beautiful blue skies?
They're not very blue yet where I am.
Are they not? No? Well, you know what? I'm going to move the fan from the studio outside and blow those clouds away for you, okay? And so I'll get that done afterwards. Just to clear those skies for you a little bit. You got it. So, just for calling in and playing, we're going to make sure you get a mug. And, I got about 8 questions all lined up. You're very welcome. And if we can get better than 5 right, then I can make sure you get 2 mugs, okay?
Excellent.
Okay. You all ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's do it. Here we go. Okay. Sunrise this morning. Was it closer to 6 a.m. or 6:30?
Ooh, 6 a.m.
Okay. Coca-Cola was developed on this day in 1886. Was it originally billed as a cure-all tonic? True or false?
Yes.
Okay. True. The Glenn Gould Prize is being awarded tomorrow night at the theater at Great Canadian Casino Resort. Who is it being awarded to?
Elton John.
Okay. When you get 2 full moons in 1 calendar month, what is the second one called?
A blue moon.
Okay, what is the primary lead instrument in a standard symphony?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yeah, the primary lead instrument in a standard symphony. It's called the first what?
Violin.
Okay, on sheet music, which symbol would indicate a soft sound? A P or an F?
A P.
Okay. And I think our music is over, and so I think we've done it. And you know what? You know what, Mary? You got every one of those questions right. Every one of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Look at the sunrise this morning was at 6:02. Yeah, so you got that one. And yes indeed, Coca-Cola was developed in 1886 by an American pharmacist by the name of John S. Pemberton. And it's based on cocaine from the coca leaf, and it was a cure-all tonic. Yeah, it was supposed to make you like all better. And tomorrow night, yes, Sir Elton John is receiving the Glenn Gould Prize tomorrow night at the Great Canadian Casino Resort. And yes, we are actually getting a blue moon this month. On the 31st of May will be the first May blue month of this century. So I think the 11th blue moon of the century. That happens about once every 2.5 years. Indeed, the primary lead instrument of a standard symphony is the violin, referred to as the first violin, sort of the liaison between the conductor and the orchestra. And yes, indeed, the P sound for piano means soft on sheet music. So you did stellar. You did really great.
That's great. Thank you.
I am so impressed. Well, thank you. And thanks for playing. And enjoy the rest of your week and your weekend, okay?
I will. You too.
Okay. Thanks for playing, Mary.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.